Well, hello there, and welcome to an exclusive piece of Inner Circle content that I am recording right now from my laptop, not with my professional mic, sadly. Still trying to find that with all the craziness that's been going on recently. This is Jacob, by the way. All the craziness that's been going on recently with the house flooding and the office getting flooded. So yeah, things have been a bit mad. But here we are. Ready to sit down and talk about magic. I'm going to just kind of relax, try and shrug everything off for a second and focus solely on this piece of training. So what I wanted to talk about in this is how to attend a magic convention, or how I'm going to attempt to attend a magic convention, and what I'm going to try and get out of it. So as you may or may not know, Magi Fest, one of the biggest magic conventions, is coming up this week, and I will be there. If anybody listening to this is going to be there as well, please reach out to me because I'd love to meet up with some people. Just drop an email, respond to this email, whatever you need to do, and we'll talk about where we can meet up. But yeah, I'm going to Magi Fest, and I just wanted to tell you a bit kind of like my strategies and how I'm going to get the most out of a magic convention. So first of all, it kind of goes without saying. Well, it's kind of a general principle for everything, really. When it comes to getting the most out of everything or getting the most out of interactions, you kind of have to talk to everyone. So honestly, my tactic, one of my major tactics is going to be just going and talking to... So I'm going with my wife. Originally, I was going to be going with a big group of magicians, or at least we were going with a few like me, Danny, and Z. But in the end, with everything that's been going on, it's just ended up being myself. And honestly, it's kind of perfect for me because I kind of just want to be a bit free and mobile to walk around and just talk to people and just get the general vibe of the event. But all that being said, the point of what I'm saying is my tactic is going to be good to go and talk to every single person at every single store. Obviously, it helps me my business to make contacts. But the thing about conventions is, everyone is so excited to be geeky together that everyone is willing to talk to you, especially with Vanishing Ink conventions. They specifically pick people that will be open and ready to jam and discuss with you at kind of the drop of a hat. So yeah, that's one thing you can do to get the most out of a magic convention. And I think it kind of applies in any setting. For instance, when I go to maybe it's a bad habit when I'm going to a party, when I'm meeting with friends, when I'm doing anything. I'm constantly looking for, how can I make the most out of this? Like, how can we become the best friends that we can? Like, how can I give to them in a certain way? What can they help me with, you know? And I think the saying of just kind of like, you know, who your friends are makes you is definitely true. And so when it comes to picking friendships and picking people that I want to spend time with, I really am tried to be that methodical with it because I know the sort of person I want to be. And therefore, I don't want to make anybody, I don't know, I don't want to, how can you say this, you know, I don't want to pick relationships that are going to be worse for me. And I think it's the same thing in magic when we're trying to pick people, artists that we're going to work with, the projects that we're going to do, you really have to try and find the right sort of fit. So yeah. First thing that you can do when going to a magic convention, and I know it's not the easiest thing, but we recently did an essay about talking to strangers. Just talk to everyone. I really like something that Andrew Frost said recently, which was, you know, a lot of people want to come in and they want to join into these kind of magic groups. Like, for instance, the London magic scene has quite a cool little gathering of, you know, like Christine Gray, Stephen Bridges, Andrew Frost, Ollie Mealing, all those amazing magicians who meet quite regularly and who even have lived together at certain points. That sort of group is just, I mean, you can't ask for much better skilled people. So I think the reason I bring that up is he was talking about that and he was saying people want to join this sort of group, but the thing that I tell them is make your own, because you're going to be the next generation and your group of magicians are going to be the next generation of magicians everyone wants to join. So that's one thing you can do at a magic convention is try and build your own group. Sometimes we have this thing of, you know, constantly wanting to join the best group that there is. But honestly, I think making your own, like I said, selecting the right people who are going to push you and who are right. And this isn't to say that you can't just be casually friends with people, but if you're picking real people that you're like, okay, I want them to help with my magic, I want them to be like proper friends who I can rely on, it is an important thing. And I think it's more of an important thing that sometimes we give it stock. So one, talk to everyone. Two, take the opportunity to build your own group of magicians. And three, just listen. I think a lot of books talk about this, about the fact that listening is just kind of this, I don't want to say like dying or like lost skill, but it's certainly something that is perhaps oftentimes underestimated. Just listening is a really good skill. Like one of the things I'm planning to do is just really just sit and listen to people. Just listen to what magicians are saying, listen to what magicians are feeling, because you can get a lot out of that, a lot out of what you can work on in your own performances, and also just the vibe of the community. Again, I'm speaking from a viewpoint of being a business, you know, someone that's working in the magic business, but also for yourselves to know, like, what tricks should I be using? What are people actually feeling about different stuff? Like, what do people think they need to work on right now? What would be unique if I want to set myself apart? What are people not doing enough of? You know, all of those things I think are super handy. So yeah, those are kind of my three tips right now of like how to attend a magic convention. I hope some of them gave you some sort of inspiration. And I think just finally, just like a little thing of just, you know, don't be afraid. I go there planning to speak to Joshua Jay and Andy Gladwin and meet up with those people that I've met before, and talk to them. And, you know, you never make connections. I don't know. It's like that saying, right? Like, you'll always miss a shot you don't take. So I'm pretty sure that's not how it's said, but that's that's my rendition of it. You miss all the shots you don't take, right? Something like that. But I think really just if you go there and you say, listen, I'm going to make this the best experience and I'm going to make as many friends as I can, and I'm going to really, you know, use this time to the best of my ability, I think you can't fail to have a good time. And I guess final tip, have fun. You know, we all love magic. We love being around people that do magic. There's going to be amazing shows at Magi Fest. So yeah, hopefully all of this helped you in some way. I think a lot of these things can be applied to any sort of social gathering or any social situations. But yeah, these are just a few things that I'm going to be doing going to Magi Fest that I think could really make it a better experience. And also make it the best experience it can be. Again, I'll be wearing, I think, Daily Magician merch. So if you see someone wearing the Daily Magician logo, please come up to them. If you know my face already, please come up to me. And yeah, I guess I'll close this out here. Love having all of you in the inner circle. And very grateful for all of the support recently, despite everything that's been going on for us. So thanks again, and I'll close this recording out here.